Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is in Latin America today. He's on a four-nation tour with visits to Venezuela, Nicaragua, Cuba, and Ecuador. Ahmadinejad is seeking to reinforce ties with his allies in the region. He may also be looking to annoy the United States. Michael Shifter is president of the Inter-American Dialogue in Washington. Michael, you just wrote a piece in Foreign Policy magazine with the subtitle, "Is Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's latest tour of Latin America a waste of time?" Well, is it?
Well, I don't think he's going to get very much out of it. He is going to needle and irk the United States and annoy the United States. He's already accomplished that. There's been some reaction in Washington. But he's not getting much play in the major countries of the region that are not very interested in joining an alliance with Ahmadinejad. They reject him. And he's really going to four countries that are on the margins politically. So he's not going to get very much out of it, either in economic terms or in diplomatic terms.
This is his sixth tour, though, of Latin America since he came to power in 2005. What's his real interest there? Does he want to expand Iranian influence in this hemisphere? And what do the Latin Americans make of that influence anyway?
I think he wants to expand it, and there have been some embassies that have opened up in the region. Trade has increased with a number of countries. There have been some modest investments, but it really hasn't amounted to very much. The country itself, Iran, is in dire straits, and it's very little what he can do in Latin America. And countries are open to the economic and diplomatic side, but certainly are very wary and cautious and understand that he has under enormous international pressure because of the nuclear program.
If you look across Latin America, though, aren't there economic relations with Iran in place that are pretty significant, trade deals, oil deals, et cetera, that many countries would probably prefer not to put at risk? And I'm wondering, will they abide by U.S. sanctions on Iran or not when push comes to shove?
They have a number of trading relationships. Brazil is the most significant trading relationship, which has more than doubled since 2005. But there have been a lot of projects that have been promised that haven't delivered: an oil refinery in Ecuador, construction of a port in Nicaragua. Iran really hasn't come through. So Latin Americans are waiting to see whether Iran will come through this time, but there's a lot of skepticism. As far as the sanctions are concerned, there's not going to be any appetite to really confront Iran, but also the most Latin American countries, the major countries, have said they're going to go along with sanctions that are supported by the United Nations and by the international community.
So you don't really see this as an Iranian threat in the U.S. backyard?
I think it's something to keep a close watch on, but I don't think it's a threat. Given that he's going to these four countries, really it doesn't amount to very much, and it really is to provoke and needle the United States, which I think he's accomplishing.
Michael Shifter, president of the Inter-American Dialogue in Washington, thanks very much.
Thank you.